so thankful that all the stuff we grew up on gets remixed in so many ways. Like the flip of the Boondocks intro. You know what I mean? Like, so many aspects of our childhood have been remade in so many ways, like over and over again. Each time it's like, it's a hit. You know what I mean? It's magic. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how you can take something from somewhere and you take something else from another place and you kind of put them together. And you might not know what you'll get. And sometimes, under the right circumstances and in the right hands, you know, you create magic. You create a masterpiece. You create YFT. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Freddie P representing YFT. We are back again for another week of your favorite podcast known as The Nerd Perspective. Who I got here with me today, man?
It's your girl CJ. What's popping, y'all?
Man, it's I Am Nation here. And we live.
Yes, sir.
With our in-house studio audience. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
The most dedicated fan base in the damn industry.
Shout out to the squad holding it down.
We even got a live, instrumentational in here.
On me.
Ain't God good.
Amen.
Amen.
Unusual favors.
Hallelujah.
Pouring down here.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Medea.
Man.
Just beautiful, man.
When things seemed off, everything put itself back in place.
Ooh, that's a word. Nah. How y'all been this week?
Man. Well, it is Tuesday.
It's been a blur. I ain't going front.
Yeah. I feel like there's been a lot on all ends.
Glad I'm here.
Past couple of days, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
More specifically, for sure.
Whew. Fucking craziness.
Oh, my gosh. So, for those of you that don't know, as of whenever this gets put up, we actually had the amazing experience this past weekend of being invited out to a Blank Canvas LA pop-up event out in Melrose, California, and it was a Star Wars themed event. And for one, I just want to say, like, as a fan myself, I just want to say shout out to Mike.
I was about to say shout out to the shout homie out to Mike.
Hey, you know, Mike's a funny guy.
Yeah. That's so on, like, on brand for Mike. Like, if you know Mike in real life.
Yeah.
I didn't even, Mike made me do that. Because I didn't mean to press that.
That's,
the spirit of Mike is right with us. He's alive and well.
He's never flubbed a button like that, ever. Never missed a button like that. But nah, shout out to Mike for the invite, man. That was an amazing experience. We got to meet a lot of amazing people. You know, we met Emily Swallow, who, if you aren't aware, plays the Armorer on the Mandalorian Disney Plus series. The actual in costume and voice of the character. And it was crazy because I told her while she was there, I could hear it when she was talking, even though she uses like a more English dialect or a tone, like I could hear it when she was talking, and it was tripping me out because I was like, dang, every time I hear your voice, it's in the helmet. On top of that, I'm gonna let you tell this one, but we also met somebody else that was pretty, you know, special too. But I wanted to let you tell that one.
Man, we had a lot of honors and privileges last Sunday.
Was it Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday.
It was Saturday?
Days are blurring.
Dang, that's what I'm saying. Days are blurring. If it sure was Saturday.
Yep.
Man, we got the distinct honor and privilege to not only meet, but we was able to be taught in the ways of the Force and lightsaber technique.
Mm-hmm.
we conversed about the Old Republic,
mm-hmm.
In our general fandoms,
mm-hmm.
and where he also told us just about his genuine love that he got through this role that I'm about to say. He also gave us an interview.
Sure did.
And the first 10 minutes of it wasn't even an interview. He was just dropping game.
Mm.
We had the distinct honor and privilege of meeting Darth Demetrius, who, for those of you that don't know, is the on-screen character for Vader in the Kenobi series on Disney Plus.
Man.
And I told him when we met him, I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't seen none of the new Disney stuff yet just because of time. And I didn't have Disney Plus before, but now I got a Roku.
Boy on the come up.
I've seen it. I know what he did.
But I love Darth Vader. It's where my original love for Star Wars began. So I love studying his scenes. I love trying to get James Earl Jones' voice down. Close. But I told him, I was like, I need a new study material. So I watched all of his scenes in Kenobi. Because I didn't know if I was going to see it, but I know I wanted to see that. Because I think something got spoiled, and I was like, I gotta see what that whole scene was like.
Yeah.
I think it was it's when he fucking pulled that ship when it tried to fly off.
Yep.
I was like, I gotta see his scenes at least.
Yep.
I told him watching those scenes made me want to watch Kenobi.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I even really was on the bandwagon of everybody else. Cause don't get me wrong, I'm not even gonna get into it because I'm gonna say too much. But we know how we feel about Star Wars right now.
Right.
But
that's a whole other show.
I always like to have my own opinion on things, even if I can probably agree with the general public at face value. And I know what you told me about Kenobi as well.
Mm-hmm.
But just seeing his depiction made me want to go watch Kenobi.
Oh yeah.
So I can see it on my TV.
Yeah.
So we really had a great time. Like even everybody else we got to meet, but
yes,
for me specific, and he signed my lightsaber. Freddie got a beautiful that fire shot.
Him walking through the fire, dog. Oh my gosh.
He told us a funny story about how he walked in the fire and didn't even know it.
What being in the actual suit was like.
Wait till the interview come out.
Oh,
this ooh, man. Really,
wait for the interview. Shout out Demetrius,
man. He actually changed my perspective on Vader. Just
for sure,
how I view him now.
Stuff I didn't even think about. Like how he, bro, just wait for it to come out. Shout out Darth Demetrius, dog.
And me and Freddie are actually both officially apprentices of Darth Vader.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, y'all got to be careful, bro.
It's official. Stop dealing with me. Talk to me nice.
There's a lot of people on the planet, but not many of them are Darth Vader. So
right,
you know, as the bystander at this event,
she was so supportive. Like she was so out of her element, but was like, ooh, y'all should go talk to that person. Ooh, 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 y'all should go get a picture with them. It's like, ooh, I'm gonna go over here and do that. Oh, y'all should go talk to that person. She was like, she was so cool about everything, man. Like CJ is dope, bro.
Facts.
I appreciate y'all.
Another point. Please be nerds, y'all.
Yeah.
Because man, the only reason why we even got to do all that stuff with him is because we went black and got them blades. And I'm glad you suggested that we go, because y'all know me. If there's a Star Wars event, I'm going to bring my lightsaber.
Yep.
But I didn't know how this one was kind of set up. So I was like, I'll bring the hilts, but I'll leave the blades in the car.
Right.
I think you asked somebody. It was like, hey, like, can we get the blades? He's like, oh, yeah. Like, please bring them.
Yeah, I asked Mike. Yep. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, what are you talking about?
Went
you
back see to the car.
The moment we came back with the blades, Darth Demetrius walked up to us and was like, can I see those? And I knew shit was about to get real.
Got up, walked around the table from where everybody was signing autographs and sitting down at. Walked right up to us.
And we was the only ones there with lightsabers.
Only ones.
Like, well, literally.
Real lightsabers. Some other people had like smaller versions or just like little, what you call them?
We were the only people there with lightsabers. Darth Vader told us that. So I'm not going to go against what he told me.
Man.
He said, y'all the only one here with lightsabers. And I didn't even think about it. A lot of dope Mando costumes, though.
A lot of dope costumes, bro.
And please go check out the mural.
as somebody who didn't know what the fuck was going on, I had a great time. The event was really about, it was the artwork that Blank Canvas LA, shout out to them, did in that back alleyway.
Shout out Tech.
Yeah, shout out Tech.
Shout out Tech. We met Tech from Bad Batch.
Oh. I'm gonna pretend like I know who
that is. Real ones know.
If you don't know, I've lived under a rock my entire life.
Her whole life. That's all right.
That's gonna be a whole topic one day. I'm gonna make a list.
Yeah. But I had a great time. It was so fun. It was so fun seeing y'all in your element, you know.
Oh man.
I know we do a lot of anime stuff, and so seeing y'all in your Star Wars nerdiness, I was like, aw. And like, I remember looking at them as we were leaving, like, y'all's inner child must be so happy right now.
Bruh. I was like,
y'all just look like you were fulfilled spiritually.
Bruh. We met Vader.
Yeah. Like, and he was really so cool and so chill.
He was hella cool. He is part of the epitome of what, like, our whole idea for Star Wars is. It's like, get people that actually care. It's actually anything in general. Like, if you're adapting something, get people who care about it involved in it, because again, someone that works on the set in the official Disney version of this stuff, he's actually in the TV show, and he feels the same way that we do about it. So knowing that there are people like that inside the industry, it's like, makes it even more like, okay, yeah, we on the right track. And then we meet them and talk to them, and it's like, yeah, this dude was actually in the show. You know what I mean? Like, we can go watch this at home. I can go stream it right now. Like, that's him. That's Demetrius. And it's like, he feels the same way that we do on the outside of it. So it's like, okay, that's for, we on the right track.
Yeah.
Oh, and he told me I know how to use a lightsaber.
He did.
I'll cut you up.
Nick is in trouble.
Nah. You know what? This conversation is a great segue.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of segues, today's topic, as we were talking about Darth Vader, we actually kind of thought Nation brought this topic up after the event.
Uh-huh.
And just like, he is like the penultimate villain and like nerddom in like the nerd universe, at least. Like, he's one of the most popular,
mm-hmm.
you know, and most iconic villains, I should say. Even as somebody who doesn't know Star Wars, I know who the fuck that is. But, you know, so kind of made us think about the hero's journey of life.
That's Mike again.
I'm about to say the same shit.
Anywho. I can't.
Sit down, Mike.
Man.
We were talking about the hero's journey.
Mm-hmm.
And also villain's journey.
Oh.
Because
the villain's journey, huh?
As we were sitting here, I was really thinking, it's like, the only thing that really changes the actions from hero to villain is the perspective. Let's think about Marvel movies for a second, right?
Okay.
You see these massive fights coming out of Tony Stark's massive penthouse apartment, you know, buildings being smashed and cars and everything. Those are the heroes doing all that damage. You know, the heroes and the villains do equal amount of damage. The only thing that makes their actions different is the perspective of who the villain is.
I think The Boys is a great representation.
Yes, I was just about to bring them up. I love that show. A fucking whirlwind of a show, like, visually. I can't. I couldn't get, what was it, season 3? Or season 2? I can't even remember. which one I watched. I think it was season 3. I couldn't get past the first episode when that man went inside.
Oh, yes, and that then was exploded season 3.
From the inside. Yeah, that was the last time I watched it.
She was like, yep.
I endured two I'm seasons of this. I'm like, this is just getting worse.
Nah, you got to finish.
I'm going to head out.
Listen, that is a visual that is stuck in my head forever.
It's not for me.
It's stuck in my head forever.
That wasn't for you?
No. Did you see it?
I ain't gonna lie.
Off camera, I'm gonna show you the scene that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you'll understand what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I haven't had a passion for like TV shows in a minute.
Me too. But
certain ones are getting my attention.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, that's why I'd just be anime and YouTube for real. But anyway, back to the topic.
I need Stranger Things to come back.
It's
right. I'm gonna throw some random news at y'all. But what's the topic though?
You made me lose my train of thought, Frederick. Damn.
It was the hero's journey and the villain's journey.
Yes. Oh. So kind of like how that translates into real life, because I mean we're all old enough to know at this point that we're the villain in somebody's story. Mm-hmm. We've interacted with enough people.
Right.
And again, it's one of those things. It's perspective.
That's life.
Of like, we may not think we're the villain, but they do.
Yeah.
Or we might know that we're the villain. And so do they.
And revel in it.
Yeah.
There are
some instances where you got to take that willingly or unwillingly. Sometimes you just got to do it.
I feel like that's a daily decision. Sometimes, at least that's the way life been working recently. For your girl
to be the villain. Oh, well, I'm gonna be the bad guy today.
No, for real, because it's like it's complicated to say the least. So I kind of want to hear from y'all. Like, what is that for you guys? What for you in your personal life differentiates you from the hero or the villain? Or do you want to be the hero or the villain or the anti-hero? Like, how do you feel like you are perceived by the people around you?
I would say it's probably more positive than I give myself credit for. Because I don't look for public praise. Like, I don't make that a mandatory thing. Like, I need that. You know what I mean? So it's like, I do what I do, and I hope that, you know, like, somebody takes the positive, right? I try to make it as obvious as possible. Like, I do stuff for people just because. Like, when I can, obviously. But for me, it's like, I've kind of always... If I had to compare it to anything, the reason why I like characters like, let's say, Zorro, for instance,
is like
that's somebody who could, in essence, lead their own whatever. But it's like they don't want or care for that type of attention. I'm cool. Like, it's not that he's second to anybody. It's just that that's what he does over there. Right. So, again, even when we explain certain situations, my position is always I want to be able to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of, but I'm minding my business at the same time. So the people around me, I would hope that they see like I have your best interest at heart, even if I need obviously to play the background when I do that. So anti-hero, I guess, or I resonate more with those kind of. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I resonate more with those type of characters. It's like you do what needs to be done. Take care of responsibilities that need to be taken care of. Don't necessarily look for congratulations. It's appreciated, but you kind of do the thankless job.
Yeah.
You know, so I would kind of say anti-hero for me.
Nation?
I think I'm in a phase where I know I'm the villain in a lot of people's stories just because of how long I've been doing my thing in regards to how successful I think I've been. I know that perception is different to other people, especially for those who are now in this space and once mocked me for it. I remember y'all. I told you episode one. We're not going to have revisionist history.
Never forget her face.
But I'm not in that position to be like all petty about it yet. Yet.
That's a key word right there.
Right.
But it is more so I'm going to focus on what I have to do right now. Like, I know the redemption is coming. I just I'm like a hermit Sith right now. Like dormant, if anything.
I was about to say, could you explain that in layman's terms?
I'm like the villain who's gotten his ass beat by a bunch of kids for the past couple of years. And just retreated back
like
in
Hook,
hiding.
Like Captain Hook and Peter Pan?
Damn, yeah. Yeah, I'm Captain Hook. Except I have a training arc. I'm about to come back and beat their ass.
Oh, no, you're more like Shigaraki.
Yeah, I'm in that tank right now.
Yeah.
See this?
Awful one is low-key in there. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah,
that boy knows.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
For me, I'm like...
Dang, that's a good analogy.
And I'm never not going to seek anything. It's more so going to be like, if you stayed silent like you was, then things are cool. If you try to reach out to me after things get to a point where I know they're going to be for me, I'm going to cook you.
Ooh.
Right. If you're reading this, it's too late.
Listen. I resonate that with that soul.
Don't hit me up.
Do not hit us up.
I'm up now.
Like, I don't like, I don't like bounce backs when it comes to people.
Convenient.
You made your decision to exit my life, and I would like for you to stay there. The door locked when you walked out.
Don't make me say nothing, all right?
Don't knock, don't call, let the door open. Ignore, block, do not disturb.
I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it.
Motherfucker said, "Who's that Pokemon face ass?" Don't come back.
No, for real. I'm like that with everybody, for real.
Yeah.
Friends, exes, no. Like, it's just like, what's your purpose?
Right. Especially when you know you're somebody that I looked for reasons to keep it from getting there in the first place. And I watched you deliberately take steps to continue for it to go that way. Yes. And even when we had a conversation, or if you had the opportunity to have a conversation, to repair it at the most critical juncture in a relationship, you still chose to let it go there.
Yeah.
So at this point, it would be an insult to me to allow you to come back.
Hello, Bozo.
That's type of stuff you be on, player. Like, I watched you leave. If you know you're the type of person that wants to save, like, hey, how can we come to a compromise? How can we make this work? And I had to let you go. Yeah, you can't come back. And do what?
Fuck up my life even more?
Right. Cause
I think the fuck not.
Right, because you realize, if we being honest, and I think this is the one aspect of forgiveness people don't think about, you can't dictate how quickly somebody is supposed to forgive you for shit.
Yes.
When you fuck up. Right? Mm-hmm. It's like, when you do something like really bad, depending on what it is, it's like, and you want to come back and somebody's like, yeah, you should probably expect to be kissing some ass for a cool minute. Right? It shouldn't be no, oh, well, I thought you said you forgave me X, Y, and Z. That's not how that works.
Right? It's the forgive and then you have to work.
Right.
You have to put like your action, your words into action.
Yeah.
You can't just say, "Oh, I'm sorry. Show me you're sorry."
Right.
And it's not like you have to beg and grovel, be on your knees. It's more of like, if I came at you for your lack of communication, and you say, "I'm sorry," I then expect you to do better with your communication.
Right.
It's just as simple as that. And then we can be good once we see the consistency
in
the change. And granted, if that's not a change you want to make, then that's your decision.
Yep.
You don't have to make that change. If you don't like being communicative, that's up to you, player. And like, we don't have to be in each other's lives, and there's no hard feelings.
Exactly. You ain't got to stay there either. If you don't want to be with somebody that's going to make you work to get you, you can leave too. By all means, you can leave.
That's what I've always said too. Like, yeah. I'm not going to make you into somebody you don't want to be. I'm going to make you into the person you say you want to be.
Right.
So my actions aren't out of selfishness. It's like, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. I want you to do that. No, you told me you wanted to be here. Right. And right now you're here. I am going to help you get here.
Right.
Through baby steps. I'm put down a little stepping stool each part. I'm going to give you a ladder and a longer ladder so you can get to where you need to go. I'll build a fucking conveyor belt to help you get to where you need to go. But don't get mad at me because I'm applying to pressure into your situation. And that's what I had to learn. And, like, you cannot. You cannot force somebody to do the things they say they want to do.
Are you delusional?
Yeah. Because it's like, you say you want to, I don't know, be the biggest artist around, right? Let's do music lessons. Let's teach music theory. Let's get a home studio set up. Like, you know, let's do all of that. And like, hey, like, here's a performance. Here's this. Here's that. I'm putting you in the rooms and in the situations to be where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing 50 to 75 of the legwork. You just got to show up and show up for yourself. And you can't do that for them.
Hello, Bozo. Hello, Bozo.
Like, it's a harsh reality. It was a harsh reality for me when I was going through that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, why? Like, because the person told me that they felt like I was mothering. And I'm like,
how? Okay, do it alone.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
I did. Actually, though. So it's like, okay, interesting. So it's just like, okay, I won't fucking help. Freddie dying over there. They shouldn't have too much fucking fun.
Hello, Bozo.
Anywho. But yeah, it's like, don't come back. Don't come back. Don't try to renew things. I don't know. I'm not one. Like, you know, forgive, but don't forget.
Right.
Why would I? Again, like you were saying, Freddie, you have to prove that you are worthy of being back in my space. The me you knew 2 years ago is not the me you know now, that's living right now. Right. The me you knew 5 months ago is not the me living right now. Shit, the me that is living 5 days ago is not the same that is living right now. The prices have upgraded. It is harder to get your application approved, sir and ma'am and everyone in between.
So I would safely like to assume that she's on her villain arc right now. I would say that. Yeah.
I would, you know. Here's
my. But I don't know if I have the strength to do it.
Oh, I got the strength, baby. Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. I am in a space where I'm choosing me. Mm-hmm. And I am choosing things that are better for me in just upgrading my life. And I will do what needs to be done to keep the peace in my life. I've had literally so many change. Y'all know. So many changes in just the first half of this year. Fuck, the last, like, 2 weeks. I got a new job. I lost some people. I'm in new situations.
Mm.
I got rid of old situations. Mm-mm. And it wasn't It was because my needs weren't being met in those previous situations.
Right.
And I've been in therapy for almost a year. And the biggest thing I've been working on this past year is my people pleasing. And we almost out that bitch. I cannot continue to please others if I am not being pleased. Right. I need my cup filled. I would constantly fill other people's cups empty. And not that I was ever expecting anybody to fill back into me, but nobody was. And you can't, it takes longer to fill yourself up than it does for other people to fill you up.
Mm. I got a quote that I think encompasses how we all feel regarding, I guess, people from the past or situations from the past. Comes from one of my favorite wrestlers, CM Punk.
Mm.
Shout out CM Punk.
Hey, OG.
The apology must be as loud as the disrespect.
Facts.
Say it again for the audience in the back.
If
the
CM Punk said the apology must be as loud as the disrespect. As a matter of fact.
Apology must be as loud and as public as the disrespect.
Ooh, I forgot that part. The apology must be as loud and as public.
I was about to add that, too. If the disrespect was public, so does the apology need to be.
Because let me tell you, and this addresses a lot of people in my life that weren't in my life, correction, and I'm not afraid to fucking say it. You talk shit and you realize you were wrong. You better fucking talk to me nice, nigga.
Hello, bozo.
Because...
Y'all messed up. Man,
because here's the thing. My biggest thing is I always take accountability. Always.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if I don't think I did something wrong. If I did something to upset you, fuck how I feel. I'm going to fucking apologize and mean it. And take accountability, and I'm gonna ask how we can prevent that shit from happening again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for people to do shit to me, make it my problem and my fault, isolate me, come back, and then ghost me again without any explanation after we quote unquote made up. You were never a friend to begin with.
Mm.
Just for the pure and simple fact that you didn't think that if you were to come to me with your issue, that I wouldn't apologize and take accountability and mean it. Like, you were never rooting for me. And that...
Let him come. Hold on. Say that again.
You were never rooting for me. You never, like, had my back. You were never in my corner if you treated me the way you treated me. I've been through a couple situations like that where it's like, you know that in every corner I've been in with you, I have protected you, stood up for you, told you when you were wrong because I'm a friend.
Right.
But, like, at the end of the day, always... been there in the good and the bad, but then you treat me like I was nothing or that I wasn't the person that I was because you got upset one time.
Right.
Or I did something you didn't like. Okay, talk to me about it. Like, that's the biggest issue I find. And yeah, I'm going to own it. I'm in my fucking villain era. Fuck everybody. Mm. All y'all niggas can burn in... hell.
Called it.
Thank you very much. Take a number at the motherfucking door.
Mm. Called it.
Yeah. Because it's like, the people that need to be here will be here at the end of the day. Like.
Yeah.
Y'all messed up. A lot of y'all.
Man. They keep telling you every week.
Listen, like, whatever, man. It's like, if you're going to be like that, stay where you are. Like, I don't put me on no fucking roller coaster. We're not at Six Flags. Man. We're not at Kings Dominion. We're not at Disneyland on the fucking teapots. California Adventure. It's like, this is real fucking life. These are real fucking people. These are real fucking emotions.
Right.
Don't play with it.
Y'all are nasty work.
Nah, a lot of people need a lot of work.
And nasty work.
Right, and you know what? The other reason why I'm in my villain era is I will never forget this. I saw this on Facebook quite some time ago. This was back when Facebook was dropping knowledge.
The book.
Old ass.
The rules.
But it
Grandma
was...
Grandma ass.
Yes. I got a moo-moo and everything.
Auntie ass.
Oh, yes. I got a moo-moo and everything. Listen, I'm about that grandma life. But it was like, a hero will sacrifice you to save the world, but the villain will sacrifice the world to save you.
That's assuming you know the villain.
Yeah, like, when you think of, like, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, here's the thing. Who doesn't ride for their friends and their people? Like, granted, this is like a perfect Aaron Yeager situation. Okay, like, scenario.
Bader.
This is a perfect...
So now we condone in genocide.
No.
Now we condone in genocide. Oh, okay.
No, I never said...
I seen the rumbling, nigga.
I'll destroy her. I seen the rumbling. If it means I can save her.
Right. We condone in slaughtering children.
No.
We condone in...
You must stop this.
So we condone the Scar. We condone Invader.
You didn't. If you, let
I can
me
justify
finish,
it emotionally.
I killed those younglings because it would save
for love.
Frederick, you didn't let me finish.
Okay. Where you going with this? Where you going?
Sacrifice, first and foremost. Yes, it is known as like offing people, but it doesn't have to necessarily mean that. You have to, you're thinking too literally. It can just mean, don't look at me like that.
So now we're getting loose with definitions.
No.
Okay.
Again, it's about perspective.
I'm too literal now. Okay.
It's about perspective.
Okay. True. That's true.
Because sacrifice, we make sacrifices every day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to Chipotle today because I need to pay rent. That's a sacrifice.
Okay.
Hey, you know
I didn't go out this weekend because I have bills to pay. That's a sacrifice.
Right.
I feel you on that.
You know what I mean? You can't think. You're going to the extreme of sacrificing, like.
I didn't get very good Mexican food Yeager. Early.
I mean, but like the way you. Anyway, it's, yes. Anyway, whether it's sacrifice. I mean sacrifice in not the violent way. It's more of just the letting go. It's actually more of the letting go for something better.
I let go of my human emotions.
Like, it's one of those things,
so
like,
I could fulfill my duty to
it's
her.
Like one of those things, like, you know, we were talking about ultimatums earlier.
Right.
Hey.
Ultimatums, right.
You know, there's the sacrifice in that, you know, the hero, in a situation of an ultimatum, the hero would go with what the person wanted and what the ultimatum was about. The villain would not, because, you know, we are looking at what's better for the situation. And, like, the way I look at ultimatums, if you give me an ultimatum, then you weren't willing to communicate with me. You know, and so therefore, if we got to this point, therefore you have no purpose in my life anymore.
Yeah, you pop up and start a conversation like A or B. It's like you don't even want to discuss.
Right, you don't want to discuss like how we got here.
Yeah, that's
and
nasty.
Like, I bring this up. Okay, we're about to go and veer away from the nerdism real quick because I got to bring up context. There's a show on Netflix called The Ultimatum. And the premise is fucking wild. But ultimately, one person is a couple. One person wants to get married. Another person doesn't. But it's never that the other person, like, 100% doesn't. It's, like, other factors. Like, you know, we fight a lot. Or we're always on and again, off again. Or I just want to be financially stable. And it's, like, the people who are taking them, like, well, I want to be married. Bro, do you just want to be married to be married, or do you want to be married to this person that you say you love? You know what I mean?
Because the fact that after that, you will go for 3 weeks with
some
I'm leaving.
Random person. Right? I'm done. You put me on this fucking show where you get to date. You're forcing me to date somebody for 3 weeks.
While you date somebody else. As well.
Yeah. Mm. And then you're going to get mad at me for building a connection. Bitch, you made me do it.
How dare you embarrass me like this?
No, exactly. Embarrass so us. It's like. To go back to my original point.
My mama gonna watch this.
See them cameras come in. Hey!
I'm gonna be on Facebook. They gonna be talking bad about me.
No, and I told my family, it's like, if I ever even mention getting on a reality show, like,
yeah, you seen your granddaughter, huh?
You better, like, stop me. Do whatever. Lock me in my room or something.
If I'm ever on one, it's one that is about my life that I'm making with my production company.
Yeah, that... And that you get to edit.
Yeah, it'll be a documentary.
Yeah, nobody else in charge of that bitch but me.
Crazy.
Head editor.
Head producer, director.
These guys. Star. Voila.
But, you know, like, that's the thing. You, like, you gotta talk to me. Mm-hmm. You gotta communicate if you're not willing to do the bare fucking basic to keep any relationship going. And remember, let's remember... Friendships are relationships too. Interactions between family is really are relationships too. It's not just romantic. So it's like if you're not doing the or willing to do the bare basic of a relationship, then leave me the fuck alone.
Facts. Because I'm tired of trying.
She didn't just say leave me alone.
Like I'm tired.
I'm very tired, Nation. Like I feel that so deep in my core. I'm like. It's one of those things because I'm fucking tired of people leaving, you yeah. know, because it's like this has been going on for so long and it's like, why do we continuously get here?
It's low key. I don't like meeting new people anymore because mm-hmm. it's like I'm not really looking for new friends.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I don't want that to seem like a slight. Now, if it happens naturally. Cool. Very cool.
It's like no new friends.
But like, I don't leave the house or like go to an event being like, I'm about to meet, you know, no. First of all, it's too many people.
Yeah.
Too many people. I don't know if who I'm talking to is the real person besides a select few that I've naturally interacted with often. And now I know like kind of who they are. Mm-hmm. But like, I like the friend group I have. It's very solid. It's very steady. And anytime I think in the past 5 years that I've let someone new in, it didn't go the way I thought it should have went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what's so interesting, though? I feel like I'm kind of the opposite in the sense of, like, it's the people with longevity that be doing me dirty.
Mm. Damn.
You know, like, they're...
That you've known the longest or yeah. longer?
Yeah, like, y'all treat me better than some, like, long-term friends I've had. Whew. Like, and that's on some real shit. I have friends that I met, like, this past year that have become, like, this.
Sure you ain't about length of time.
It really isn't about longevity. It's about quality. And it's, like, I'm open to, like you, it's, like, I'm not completely interested in meeting new people. But if it goes somewhere, if it's a genuine connection and whatnot, then I'm down. I'm also just really bad at keeping up with people. How many unread messages do
especially
I have
right
now?
Bruh. Some about this year in particular. I'm just, me and my phone have not been friends.
Yo, I have 1,395 unread text messages.
Hell no.
I have 1,105 unopened voicemails. Y'all don't even want to know what the emails look like.
Bro, what?
Like, I've never seen. And it's crazy because, like, I remember a time when I was young when I wanted all them notifications.
You wanted your phone to be busy. It's like, damn, nobody hit me up. Now everybody hitting me
now
up.
I just
and
look
I'm
at it, I'm
overwhelmed.
I'm like, damn, yo.
What do you want?
Honestly.
Why?
I go laugh at memes on Twitter. I check Instagram, and then I close it.
Yeah, like, Yeah.
I'd be looking for a reason to go outside, go for a walk, go to the beach, get some fresh air, get off the phone.
I need a beach day.
Bruh.
Not a beach day, a beach night.
Matter of fact, I got a question.
Yeah.
I'm going to need y'all to turn y'all anime brains on for a second. Can we get a little transitional music real quick? Because I want to kind of change the mood up. You mind if we get some? Switch it up real quick.
If it starts with this, I swear.
Say hey, dog. Yeah, I'm for sure gonna need some background music while we doing this one.
All right.
This is the random news and questions that I get throughout the week when I come back and we see each other. If we don't see each other in between recordings. This is like one of my favorite parts of the show. So now some of these characters I don't know because I haven't watched every single anime.
Okay.
Bite me. Okay, so the first one. Pick one for your power. Okay. Now
I think I saw this one.
Right. So it's four. It's four rows of four. So the first one is Naruto. I think it's a main character from Chainsaw Man.
Denji.
Let me see. Turn the volume down. Actually, you might know this one better than me.
Okay, so it's Naruto.
Uh-huh.
Denji.
Yep.
Bakugo from My Hero.
Yep.
And Asta from Black Clover. That's like pick one for your power.
So I would. I'd probably pick Denji. If I'm being practical. Because again, if I'm thinking about it again, chakra only works if the other person has chakra too.
Is that right? I don't know.
But everybody's susceptible to chainsaws.
Everybody can get that work.
Right. Y'all can all get cut.
I would choose Bakugo.
Okay.
Because.
From My Hero?
Yeah.
That's the dude with the anger issues. The abuser. All right. The one that y'all weirdos be shipping with the main character.
Deku.
Right. Weirdos.
Get their kids. He's leave them alone.
He's an abuser. I don't know why y'all want him to be friends with him.
Because the thing is, his power, like, he can power up with his own sweat. So as long as that nigga's sweaty, he can explode shit. He can.
Are you going to be sweating?
Hey, low key. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't even consider that. I sweat a lot. I'm a BOP.
Nah, for real. I just palm sweaty, mom spaghetti.
I'm taking the chainsaw, man. What was the next one?
Thanks, Nation.
I'm going to.
Can't take nothing seriously, bro.
Make an explosive suit with my sweat.
The next one is pick one for your IQ. Oh, man, what's this nigga's name?
Who?
Armin from Attack on Titan.
Uh-huh.
Shikamaru from Naruto.
Ooh.
L from Death Note.
Ooh.
And some nigga I don't know, but the animation. It's from, I think it's from Promised Neverland. Looks like that animation.
Hold on, fam.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's tough. It's either L or Shikamaru. I'm gonna take Shikamaru.
Okay.
Because we're talking about a fight here. So I'm going to take somebody with fight IQ.
Right. The other reason, because I agree on picking Shikamaru, because let's be real. Like, yes, L is smart, but he still got beat out by Light.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga still lost.
I mean, there were demons involved.
I mean, yeah, the Shinigami, sure. Yeah, but he still fucking lost. Let's be real. Like, Shikamaru wouldn't have lost.
Yeah, and we're talking about this is a fight scenario.
I'm picking L.
Okay. You're picking L? Okay.
What's the next one?
Pick your eyes. You would probably be better with this one because I know the first one is Daddy Gojo.
So that's
So
Gojo's eyes L. From Jujutsu Kaisen. Madara's eyes from Naruto.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who the third one is.
It looked like another Naruto one. Do not come for me because I am not.
I don't know who the fourth one is either. Oh, yeah. Pick two for your eyes.
Pick two? Oh, fuck yeah. Let me see that shit.
Oh, I'm taking the first two. Madara's and Gojo's?
Whose eyes?
Domain expansion and, Do you know? I don't even need to know what Sharingan that is. No. I'm taking the first two.
Yeah, by default, I have to take the first two because I don't know who the fuck these other two. The other one.
Agree to.
I feel like it's not Lelouch.
Oh, if it was Lelouch, that's a wrap.
No, I don't know. But then it's like the last one, the last row is that you have to fight all four of these motherfuckers. And granted, I do not know all four of them, but they, I could whip they ass.
If I'm going with my abilities, it's like I got Madara's eyes and I got Gojo's eyes. I got the Chainsaw Man abilities.
But my question is, it's like,
IQ.
So Madara, his eyes, Madara's eyes, like, obviously, building power, but I guess I'm still not clear on Gojo because I'm not a manga reader, so I've only seen what has been given to me. It doesn't seem like his domain expansion is connected to his eyes, are they?
Who?
Gojo's.
Yeah, when he takes his blind off and it opens up that whole portal.
Oh, okay. But, like, even, okay.
It almost seems like his eyes are the domain expansions and everything else is, like, his jutsu.
Because his color should be, that black hole should he be doing?
Mm. See, that's what I'm curious about. If his eyes is that, too, then yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm OD. I'm cutting everybody up.
Or does his eyes and fingers go in tandem?
I'm a child. I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
No. Now I gotta think about that, because if, like, what if one don't run out the other? Oh. Are we just supposed to live in a world where it does?
You gotta do this one too.
Oh my god,
that's a good question. I don't know. This one you might be a little better at.
Oh my goodness. Okay. They are fucking wild for this.
What is it?
For the JoJo
switch characters.
So choose your anime family. You can choose
snap,
Naruto, Jonathan, Naruto from Naruto, fucking yeah. Jonathan from JoJo's.
Okay.
Rayleigh from One Piece. And Lloyd Forger from Spy Family.
Easy. Give me Rayleigh.
I know.
Easy.
I know.
Conqueror's hockey off the bat.
I know. I'm gonna choose Rayleigh too.
Pops Rayleigh? Stop playing with me, boy.
I don't really know any of them families, so I'm just gonna go with y'all.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Reliable source.
Smart.
Mother, you got
mommy.
Okay. Okay. You got Midnight from My Hero Academia.
Ooh. Ooh, that's crazy.
They are so fucking wild for this. You have fucking Dio from JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. That would be one fucking bizarre ass adventure.
Oh, that's crazy.
You have Tsunade from Naruto. And then you got the beautiful Boa Hancock from One Piece.
Oh, easy. Give me Boa. I for sure have Conqueror's hockey.
Yeah, give me Boa.
Because what the fuck Midnight gonna do for me at the mom?
Right.
Put me to sleep.
Outside of like the last two.
Yeah.
Give me Boa.
Again, Dio for the mom is wild.
That's what I was like.
Y'all are fucking sick.
Dio.
Woo.
Durant.
Yo. Your brother.
Oh, snap.
Is Tanjiro.
Oh, snap.
From Demon Slayer.
Right.
Giorno from JoJo's.
Okay.
I believe this is motherfucker from Baki.
Yep, that's Baki.
And then you got sweet old baby Mikey.
From Tokyo Revengers.
This is a tough one.
I'm automatically going to be the eldest child in my head, so... Little brother, I already know I'd kind of be that older brother that would kind of like, I wouldn't be aggressively pick on you, but I would make sure you could stick up for yourself. So I probably wouldn't want Tanjiro. He's a little too soft.
Bro.
I would pick on him too much. It's like,
stop cut it out. Fucking crying.
Right. I'd probably say Baki or Mikey. Like, I'd probably say Baki would be like, bro, handle my light work.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody fucking with me if my little brother is Baki or Mikey, to be honest. But Mikey, I think, is the only one that's like an actual kid, though, other than Tanjiro.
No, Giorno Giovanna is, I think, 16 or 17 in the show.
Really? Okay.
No, actually, when you see JoJo's, mm-hmm. all of the mains for that season are children.
I stand corrected then.
So, like, the main character for... stand. So, I'm stuck between... I'm stuck between Giorno Giovanna and JoJo's. That was actually my favorite JoJo season.
Uh-huh.
And Mikey. I resonate with a lot with Mikey. The thing is, y'all haven't seen JoJo, so Giorno, like, has this, like fucking crazy, like, healing reanimation ability.
Okay.
Where he, like, if your hand got chopped off, he could reattach it. Or he could kind of, like, create...
Oh, and it would work?
Yes.
Goddamn.
And, like, revive cells and shit. Well, and, that's like, clutch. Turn inanimate things into, like, animate-type objects and just, like, he's clutch as fuck. And JoJo fans, I haven't seen it in a while, so please correct me if I'm wrong. But so, yeah, it's between him and Mikey. I feel like me and Mikey would be stomping motherfuckers out.
That's real. A real middle schooler.
Yeah. What about you, Nation?
I don't know if I want my fighting like that.
I'm choosing Tanjiro. We're going to train together.
Aww.
Breathing technique.
We're going to be on some Gohan and Goten type beat. Except we actually going to get powerful.
Hell yeah.
And age.
Okay. So we got strong mom and dad. Who's next?
You got your sister.
Oh, snap.
Mikasa from Attack on Titan.
Mm.
Nami from One Piece.
Mm.
Sakura from Naruto.
Hell no.
And Jolene from JoJo's.
I know of Nami, so I'm leaning towards her.
Yeah, I'd probably take Nami. Like, my sister's a pro thief. She's got good fashion sense. Good navigator. I mean, and my brother can fight. So it's like, I really see no loss there.
I'm choosing Jolene. From JoJo's.
Okay.
She also has a sneaky ass ability where she can like use webs. She's the web girl. So she can like turn her body into thread or like shoot a thread outside of her fingers and different parts of her body.
Okay.
And like manipulate them.
Okay. And what's the last one?
Pet. This is the best cat.
Ah, snap. All right.
Number one, you got Pikachu from Pokemon.
That's clutch.
Oh shit. I don't know this pet. I know this pet, but I don't know.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I'm blinking. I know this pet. I know this dog. The one next to Pikachu. I know this dog. I'm really fucking blanking.
I can't remember either.
Man, so this beautiful looking like baby husky. I can't remember. For the life of me. Cute ass baby husky. Then you got Chopper, and then this other dog I don't know. I'm picking Pikachu. Fuck all yeah.
I'm gonna take Chopper.
I'm taking Chopper.
I mean, he can like
built-in doctor and bodyguard.
I mean, okay, that's true. Nah, but the other people I chose, they could also patch me up.
I ain't gonna lie, Pikachu's Pika Pika. I'm gonna get annoying at one point for me.
Yeah, Chopper could talk, hold a real conversation, teach me some shit.
Like, I guess all you can say.
Good in a fight.
Pika?
Whole doctor.
Pika P. Nah. It'll be a clutch ass family. It'll be a clutch ass family.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
real
crazy.
Quick, speaking of family, this is super fucking random. Have you guys heard of this anime/manga called Beelzebub? Beelzebub?
No.
Beelzebub?
Yeah.
Beelzebub. No.
Hell no.
Real quick synopsis. I was obsessed with this manga in high school. And I need to find it again. I hope it got animated. Let me know in the comments, y'all, if y'all know it got animated. It is about a high schooler who is so demonous in just his regular life. Like, just regularly beating niggas up.
Dang.
That he gets chosen by the spawn of Satan to be his father on Earth.
Oh, brother.
And the spawn, like, the spawn of Satan... is literally a baby in a diaper with a pacifier. So he literally just chooses this nigga as his dad because he is so evil. And so he is now a high schooler having to raise the devil's child.
What the heck? No, thank you.
It's really cute. It's really funny. What
the heck? To turn off the music.
Right. Record really scratch.
It's a really funny show / manga.
What the?
It's really good. Because... Leave you alone.
Before we get out of here on some craziness, just some news for all y'all out there. Jujutsu Kaisen fans, season 2 will be premiering for half a year.
Woo-woo!
Starting in July of this year. So from July to December, Jujutsu Kaisen will be airing.
Woo-woo!
Full time.
We back.
Daddy Gojo gonna be on our screens again, baby. Bay, let's right, man. Get it. And then wait. I'm gonna need silence for this. I don't think y'all understand. The moment Toji Fushigoto hits my screen animated, it is over for you niggas. That fine ass man with that worm on his back, that shit look heavy.
I also want to say shout out to Zeno Robinson.
Wait.
Who I just figured out. I might be late, but I really just saw a clip of, I believe he's voicing one of the Hashira in Demon Slayer.
No, he's a voice. He's doing voiceover for one of the other Demon Slayers. He's like Tanjiro's partner in this arc. He voices Genya.
Ain't that what that's called?
He's not a Hashira yet.
Oh, okay.
He the one with the gun.
Got you. Yeah, like, the dude with the scar.
Yeah.
The big ass scar. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a Hashira yet, but got you. No, I just found that out like a couple weeks ago too. I was like, oh shit, look at this nigga working. Yeah. I love it. Yeah,
shout out Zeno, man. Gamma 2.
Hawks.
Freaking Hawks, man. And boy out there. Dominating. Working. Shout out Mr. Gam Zeno. Also, any Arizona fans out there?
Yeah, Arizona. Yeah.
Anybody
that's
in the audience? Any Arizona fans? The drink.
Oh, the drink.
Right, the drink. Arizona apparently is set to drop 3 new exotic flavors in their big cans. But one is called Sparkling Blue Mojiti.
Mojiti.
And the one called Mango Dragon.
Ooh.
Green tea with lemonade. And another one called Tropsicle Juice Cocktail. I don't know. Arizona normally doesn't miss, but I don't know. If you're interested in that, yeah.
Are they a dollar?
In California, they're never going to be a dollar because of y'all's fucking bottle tax. Y'all know you're one of the only states in the fucking country that does that. Back home, Arizona was 99 cents because there was no bottle tax, and you don't tax anything under a dollar. So it was 99 cents.
I'm not going out my source, but... my stuff is under 99 cents if I get Arizona. So, yeah.
Oh, so you talking about you got the fucking plug on Arizona, nigga?
Something like that.
So you can give me a hook up off the camera. But, oh, if you, quick thing in relation to like the exotic flavors.
Mm-hmm.
There is a place in LA-ish kind of area. It's on Long Beach Avenue, but not in Long Beach. It's called Exotics Only, and they get snacks, like name brand snacks, but flavors from different countries. And so, like, they have, like, had, like, a truffle ribeye Lay's chip.
Whoa.
I had a taco flavor Doritos. That was the best shit I ever put. That was the best chip I've ever tasted.
What?
Don't.
What was it? What was the flavor again? Say it again.
It was the taco flavor Doritos.
Taco flavor Doritos.
And when I tell you, you could taste every element of the taco. You could taste, obviously, the tortilla shell. You can taste the ground beef. You can taste the cheese. You can taste the salsa.
You gonna maybe get another burrito.
Ooh, that sounds good. I got tacos at home. But then they just have a bunch of exotic flavors. They have sweets, they have drinks, they have chips and snacks. It's really fucking cool. It's called Exotics Only. They also do mystery boxes, so if you want, like, or, and you can get shit shipped.
Hmm.
And it's an always, their flavors are in constant rotation because they get sourced from everywhere. Thailand, Malaysia, Japan, Korea, Mexico, Singapore. It's really fucking dope.
That's what's up.
I had to try that.
Yeah, because you never think, like, there are different flavors of stuff that we don't get here.
Right.
It's like, dang.
I've actually, I don't know how, but I saw a compilation of different chips that are available outside the U.S. a couple years ago. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, y'all got some flavors out here.
No, they really do. They got truffle chips. I mean, you can get truffle chips everywhere now. But, like, there was this adoba enchilada. Pringles.
Man, my Pringles era was crazy.
And then, like, they had, like, a spicy, like, crab one. And, like, flavors be out this world, y'all. I'm telling
Pringles
you. They had a garlic really fried flavor, chicken flavor. Say. That's what it was. A garlic
fried chicken.
What?
That was one of them.
Garlic fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. How did you get that in the bag? You tasted it?
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. So, like, one thing about, like, Asian snacks is they reside more in the sweeter side. Even the chips, like the savory things, also kind of wage on the sweeter side. It was good. Mm-hmm. Wasn't my favorite out of the bunch. I got a bunch. Spent like $100 in that store
on chips
with a bunch of fucking snacks.
Oh yeah.
They also had ramen flavor, top ramen flavors. Like I got like the Red Dragon one.
Oh, or like Diablo. Actual ramen.
Yeah. Ooh,
okay.
Couple noodles. Like, yeah.
I ain't had ramen in a minute. That actually sounds good. Actually, that sounds good.
I still need to try those. But yeah.
We done talked about food now.
Y'all, I know.
Now we about to go get some.
This is why I ate before we shot because I knew I was going to get to this point.
I know. I lowball forgot because yesterday didn't even feel like a Monday.
It didn't.
It did not.
Y'all, when I tell y'all.
Oh, snap, it is Tuesday, huh?
When I tell y'all, I was so happy about yesterday. Yesterday was my first paid holiday.
Hey.
Way.
If you don't know, I got a new job.
Hey.
And I'm working fully remotely. I'm so fucking happy.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Well deserved. Well deserved. Well deserved.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm really happy.
Hell yeah, man. But before we get out of here, Mation, if you don't mind, putting on our theme music.
Dun, dun,
that thing. It's theme music.
The theme music, man. It's been another great episode, man.
We appreciate y'all.
We appreciate everybody, man, that came out to support again our in-studio audience. We want to thank our official, unofficial sponsors, TKK Radio. You want to say shout out to Elena. Shout out to everybody back home. Shout out to the people that continue to support us on a daily basis, man. Shout out to everybody out there that's sharing, telling their friends about everything that we got going on. All the people that we've met along the way so far. I've been Freddie P.
It's your girl, CJ.
I am Nation. Y'all better be ready to pay up.
Man. And it's been YFT. Nerd Perspective. We'll see y'all next week, man.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Father time, catch a nigga really quick. Hey, I gotta run. They on my ass.